ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very significant question, and that question is related to one of the good deeds and one of the good acts. I'm speaking, of course, of memorizing the Quran. As you know, the Quran is the book of God, the book of Muslims that was revealed to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the beginning of Islam, one of the acts that Muslims used to do and still do is memorize the Quran. There's a lot of hadith which have been passed down to us from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the virtue of memorizing the Quran. Let's look at some of these hadith before we get to our question. In one beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever has been endowed by God with the memorization of His book and doubts that someone has been given something better than what he has despised the greatest bounty." This indicates the great virtue in memorizing the Quran. And conversely, it's been narrated that the Prophet said, "Someone who has none of the Quran in their self," meaning somebody who has not memorized any of the Quran, "it's like a wrecked house," meaning it's like a house which is about to fall down and crumble upon itself. And the Prophet also said, "The bearers of the Quran," meaning those who memorize it, "are surrounded by the mercy of Allah and are dressed with the light of Allah." So nobody can doubt in the virtue of memorizing the Quran. The question we want to ask today is, what are some of the etiquettes of those who memorize the Quran? In order to answer this question, we can take recourse to some of the hadiths which have been narrated regarding this subject. One of the etiquettes of memorizing the Quran is this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The owner of the Quran," meaning the person who has memorized it, "should not be harsh towards those who are harsh with him." Meaning if somebody is harsh with this person, he's mean to him, he's not nice to him, this person who has memorized the Quran, he should act benevolently and kindly towards them. Then the Prophet said, "Nor behave ignorantly with those who are ignorant." If somebody acts ignorantly with him, unknowingly with him, this person should not respond in a similar way. And the Prophet also said, "Whilst he has the words of God inside of him." Right? You should bear in mind that he has memorized the Quran and the meanings of the Quran are contained within him. So he should, meaning he shouldn't just memorize the Quran without acting upon its meanings, one of which is that we should act kindly to those who act unkindly towards us. In one hadith, the Prophet said, the noblemen of my community are the bearers of the Quran," meaning the people who memorize it, "and the people of night vigil." Right? This kind of indicates that these two kind of go hand in hand, the memorization of the Quran and the night vigil, meaning performing acts of worship in the night. Finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The memorizer of the Quran who acts according to it will be with the envoys, the noble, and the pious." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of memorizing the Quran in the light of the Hadith of the Infallible. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.